Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Once again, it's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Yesterday, we had such a marvelous day as we covered a portion of Scripture where Peter made his declaration who Jesus is, said there in Caesarea Philippi, really all what Jesus said to him. He says, "Who do men say that I am?" And Peter's response was, "Well, Lord, you're the Messiah." And so as we continue along in the story, we'll be in Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 today as we continue along. It says, "From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem, suffer many things of the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, to be killed, and to be raised again the third day." Of course, at this point, he now reveals himself. "I am the Messiah." Peter, you're right. Now, the Jewish people have been looking for the Messiah to come and to establish the kingdom of God and overthrow, really, the Roman yoke and bondage that was upon them. And when Jesus acknowledged, when he said, "Yes, I am the Messiah, but don't tell anybody," of course, then they began to tell them how Jesus began to tell them how he must go to Jerusalem. He had to suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and to be killed and be raised again the third day. Can you imagine the disciples on one hand saying, "Well, we know he's the Messiah. He's the one that's going to come and defeat the Romans." But yeah, here's Jesus on the other hand telling them that he's going to die. What a time. Can you picture yourself being one of the disciples at this point, putting on their sandals and trying to walk in their shoes? Then verse 22, we read, "Then Peter took him," really took him aside, and he says that he began to rebuke him. Can you imagine that, trying to rebuke Jesus? Saying, "Be it far from thee, this shall not be unto thee." He says, "We've been watching you, Jesus. We've been giving up our lives. We left our trade as fishermen, and we believe in you. We believe in the cause of who you are and the miracles you've demonstrated, your teaching." And he says, you know, of course, Peter, being like so many men, you know, just want to take charge, even though they don't necessarily know the whole story. He wasn't afraid at this point to step up to Jesus and say to him, "You're making a mistake." But in verse 23, "But he turned to Peter and said to Peter, 'Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not things that be of God, but those that be of men.'" Oh my goodness. Move over, Peter. I want to sit down. A problem that I have, the inability to always be able to tell what is of God and what is of my own heart. I too, can you see yourself being like Peter? You know, thinking that the words that you're trying to say to Jesus, I'm sure Peter was thinking that they were right, but rather they weren't. They're right out of the pit of hell. Notice that Peter at one moment has a divine revelation in our story yesterday where he declared Jesus as the Messiah. The next moment, he's expressing Satan's philosophy, the philosophy straight from hell. What is that? "Spare yourself. Be that far from thee, is what literally what Peter was saying. "Spare thyself. It shall not be to you." The philosophy of hell, take it easy. Take the easy path, Jesus. Escape the cross. The philosophy of hell is to encourage you to escape the cross. But the cross was important. It was necessary in order for us to have salvation, in order for us to have that forgiveness. The way of the cross needed to happen. See, without the cross, we could not been redeemed. The cross is so important for our spiritual development. And of course, Satan is is saying to us, escape the cross and live the easy path. Indulge yourself. Escape the cross. You don't have to go to the way of the cross. There's a lot of people that want to have a conversation about that. In fact, they have what is known as communities where they want to talk about the Bible in more of a philosophical way. They've been known as the emergent church, where they want to kind of take the parts that they believe and the other parts they don't want to listen to. And the sad thing is that they miss the truth of the Bible. And even as Peter, where he was savoring the things of this world, not the things of God, or the things that were Satan had for him. See, the cross is all about the life of Jesus, and it's all about the disciples that want to follow the Jesus. What do we know what he's told us that we need to do? We need to deny ourselves, and we need to pick up our cross, and we need to follow Jesus. The cross is in our path, no matter how we look at it when it comes to our lives as believers. But Satan is still saying, spare yourself. You don't want to come to the cross in your own life. Live after the flesh. Go ahead. Get a little religious even if you want to, but don't die to yourself. Don't pick up the cross and follow Jesus. That's what Satan would try to tell us. Paul the Apostle said, how can we who are dead to the flesh, how can we then be living any longer therein? Otherwise, there's a choice we have to make. Either we're one or the other. Either we're alive unto God or else we're still dead in our sins. In verse 24, he says, then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man come after me, listen to this. This is so important, as I mentioned earlier. Then said Jesus unto the disciples, he says, if any man will come after me, does that include you this day? Do you declare yourself a Christian? Do you declare yourself as a believer or follower of Christ? Let's listen to what he says. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. Oh, my goodness gracious, what marvelous words that Jesus gives us. The path of discipleship is a path of self-denial, Jesus is telling us, completely opposite of what the world teaches us. The path of discipleship is the path of the cross. I must come to the cross of my own life. I must come to the end of my own ambitions, my own goals, my own desires, my own self-will. And I must just reckon that old life of the flesh to be dead, crucified with Christ, that I might live a new life after the Spirit in Christ Jesus. I cannot live the life of Christ. It would have me apart from the power of the Holy Spirit, apart from God. And I cannot be living after the flesh and living to the Spirit at the same time. It just doesn't work that way, does it? I got to reckon or take into account that the old man is dead. And that is a process that I have to do day after day after day after day, because the old man is still trying to get on the throne. You know, next time as we continue, we'll continue along with this same story, because I think there's so much that we can still learn from that as we seek to grow together. And so let me ask you this question as we close again. Are you following after Jesus? Are you seeking to grow in him? Let's listen to the three simple little things that he tells us. He says, if any man come after me, let's listen to the three things. He says, first of all, let him deny himself. Secondly, he says, take up his cross. And thirdly, let's follow Jesus. And I hope that we do that, those three things this day. And as we do these things, then we too can grow in our walk, grow in our fellowship with God. And what a great joy that is for us. So may God strengthen you in your conviction and your commitment to him, even this day, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds at agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's Terry Reynolds at agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.